A Boston-based artist is bringing total strangers together for a very intimate dinner party. It's a get-together that serves as a space to remember the women who have shaped them. Here's WBUR arts reporter Maria Garcia.
On a recent Saturday evening, I arrived to a large art studio at the Carpenter Center for the Visual Arts at Harvard. There are canvases, paints, and all kinds of art supplies. But in the middle of the room rests a long table with fresh flowers and little tea lights that give the room a warm, soft amber glow.
I wanted to create a space that's not part of our everyday, to create a shared space of exchange.
That's artist Evelyn Ritz. She's been organizing these meetups for women around Boston for a couple of years now. It's a nomadic project meant to put total strangers together for an evening of intentional intimacy.
There is something special that happens in careful listening, really close attention. Mm-hmm. And I think the way we interact on our day-to-day basis doesn't always require that kind of listening.
The project is called Comida Casera, Spanish for homemade food. Each woman brings a dish inspired by another woman, from mother, mentor, to friend, who reminds them of home or gives them the feeling of home.
I think there's a lot of both trust and generosity in the act of sharing food and eating a stranger's food, both trusting that, you know, you're eating somebody's food who you've never met.
Daisy Nam brings rice cakes made from mugwort, a plant used in Korean cuisine. The dish is inspired by her grandmother.
In the late 80s, she came to live with us from Korea. And she was just a strange person and kind of mean and cranky, and we just didn't know what to think of her.
Daisy remembers her grandmother yanking the flowers out of her home's garden.
She just thought it was funny in America that people would grow things that they would never eat. And she's like, that's ridiculous. Why would you do that? So she just like took out all her flowers. She's like, you can't eat this, so why would you grow it?
After tearing the flowers out from their garden, Daisy's grandmother planted mugwort and later made rice cakes with it.
She raised my father and his four sister siblings all by herself. She survived the Korean War. She survived Japanese occupation. I mean, we thought she was crazy, but she's just a survivor. So I think I wanted to channel that.
Cristina Aguilera, originally from Venezuela, also brings a dish inspired by her grandmother.
We call it tajadas. It's just like fried plantain. Has anyone had... I love the reaction because I didn't have to like put a lot of effort in it. And everybody's like,
Sharing the plantains with others reminds Cristina of her family life in Venezuela and missing her grandmother.
I miss her a whole lot. I knew this was going to happen because I've been just nostalgic of that. I mean, she's in Venezuela, and I haven't been able to go for, like, 3 years.
The night isn't just about grandmothers. Mel Tang brings mango and rice balls in honor of her roommate and best friend.
When I first met Morgan, it was really special because she is totally a glutton, and she can eat a lot, and I can eat a lot.
For Mel, the dinner is also a bittersweet reminder of her relationship with her sister.
For me, I have an older sister named Monica, but we are not close at all. And I'm going to get emotional, but we haven't talked in almost 2 years. And this is the kind of thing that we would love to eat and make together. And it makes me very sad that we haven't connected and we can't enjoy this kind of food.
There are women at the dinner from China, Turkey, Cambodia, Italy, and beyond. After we eat, laugh, and cry, I realize there's been a catharsis, that these women have unloaded some real feelings here about home, about the beautiful and complicated nature of families, about what they take from the women in their lives and what they shed. Here's Evelyn again, the artist who organizes Comida Casera.
It's not an event about networking. It is an event about creating friendships, and there's a kind of shared sisterhood in a way of these women you don't know when you first sit down at the table. They're mostly strangers. But by the end, you feel like you know everyone pretty well because you've connected through not small talk, but something bigger, something more meaningful.
As for me, I brought tacos, a piece of Mexico, of my family, of the women who love me and raised me, of home. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.